It's only my life that I'm fighting for.
People who don't follow the guidelines are playing Russian roulette with the gift of life.
It's really a ridiculous answer to a man's life.
What do I have to hide? I have nothing to hide. My name is Norman B. Smith. I'm 63 years old, and I have inoperable liver cancer. The only way that I can stay alive is to have a liver transplant.
Smith seemed to be making progress in his cancer recovery. He was being treated by some of the best doctors in the world at Cedars-Sinai Hospital in Los Angeles. He was on a transplant list, and he had completed a successful clinical trial that had his doctors dubbing him a miracle man. Then his cancer returned, and 2 months before he would have received a transplant, he got this.
Dear Mr. Smith, this letter is to inform you that your name has been removed from the national wait list with the United Network for Organ Sharing. You have been removed due to non-compliance of our substance abuse contract.
In the midst of his treatment, Smith's oncologist at Cedars-Sinai prescribed medical marijuana to alleviate pain brought on by back surgery and chemotherapy. Cedars-Sinai's transplant program, however, considered that doctor-prescribed medicine to be something different, substance abuse.
I'm not a substance abuser. I'm a taxpaying, active citizen of America. I was in extreme pain, extreme discomfort, and was put on huge amounts of various pain medications to deal with it. I got off, I didn't want to be on the pain medication, and for pain relief, I asked for a script for medical marijuana, obtained it, and went on a medical marijuana regimen.
Marijuana is considered substance abuse.
The hospital did not want to speak on camera, but referred us to Peggy Stewart, a clinical social worker with UCLA's transplant program.
There are other ways to treat your pain, and if the rules are such, then you should be able to adhere to that policy.
Now Smith must attend Alcoholics Anonymous classes and abstain from marijuana use just to get back on the list. But time has already run out, and even he knows that.
My chances of getting a liver transplant in time is a long shot.
People who don't follow the guidelines are playing Russian roulette with the gift of life.
Cedars-Sinai said in an email that their reasoning lied in a deadly combination between a mold found in marijuana called Aspergillus and medication taken before and after a transplant.
Aspergillus fungus can lead to infection in immunosuppressed patients, which the liver transplant population is comprised of.
Immunosuppressant patients take medication that prevents the rejection of transplanted organs. This complication is why transplant programs at UCLA, at Cedars-Sinai, and across the United States don't see a difference between medical marijuana and marijuana as substance abuse.
The legality of it really is not an issue.
I feel it's frustrated, angry, I believe morally, ethically, medically, scientifically, they're wrong.
Unfortunately, the story of Norman Smith is not an uncommon one to us Americans for safe access.
Stephanie Shear works to improve medical and legal barriers to medical cannabis.
The truth is that Norman lives in Los Angeles, and there are laboratories that he can take his medicine to and make sure that it doesn't have contaminants.
Actually, Smith didn't need to take his medicine anywhere. The dispensary he used near his house had its marijuana tested for Aspergillus and other fungi at SC Laboratories, a facility that tests marijuana in full compliance with FDA and EPA agricultural guidelines.
It's safer than the spinach and lettuce that you eat.
Additionally, the lab abides by the United Nations Office on Drugs and Crime manual.
It's really a ridiculous answer to a man's life.
Despite technology like this, transplant programs are not convinced.
Because of the possibility that their data could be wrong, I would still have some reservations about this. I would have to have some convincing data.
We presented Stewart with some more data, a 2009 study from the American Journal on Transplantation that looked at marijuana use among potential liver candidates. The result was that the survival of marijuana users was not significantly different from marijuana non-users.
We're not really looking at it from that perspective, that the outcomes are the same. If you potentially expose the new organ to any risk factor, that's a problem.
Shear says the real problem is patients left in limbo.
Norman is now in a very large community of our patients that can't find a place in the system.
She says that's because the world is still changing.
The reality is that we live in a society that is just starting to open its mind to seeing cannabis used as a medicine.
Cedars-Sinai's spokesperson said in an email that we do not make a moral or ethical judgment about marijuana use. Our concern is for the health and safety of our patients.
As an advocate, I'm really tired of people telling me that this isn't about morality. Pull behind the curtain, and there isn't anything there except for their opinions about the morality of using this medicine.
They're looking out for themselves, right? As far as the looking out for me, I'm disillusioned by that.
I disagree that the selection committee makes moral judgments. We do not discriminate against patients who have had a criminal history, who have done illicit acts. So similarly, we're not discriminating against medical marijuana users.
You see, what's happening to Smith represents something bigger, one of the first battles being fought over the place of medical marijuana in medicine. And this battle isn't just unique to Smith. It's a fight for many patients caught in between managing their pain and receiving a transplant.
Since I've started Americans for Safe Access, we, in our database at our office, we know of over 2 dozen patients that are going through this. And unfortunately, half of them have passed away because they were not able to get these transplants.
Now I just accept it, I deal with it, and I take one day at a time, I move forward, I try to get a quality of life every day, and I realize that the chances of Cedars changing their mind, it's a long shot, but if I can affect a change, so be it. It's probably too late for me, but I hope it makes it easier for the next guy. And there are plenty of us out there.